Is that audio I hear?
That's whiskey.
Oh.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I also do not know what I'm talking about. I'm Simcoe Fisher.
I guess I'm Damian Fisher.
I guess you are. And this is our podcast that we've been faithfully producing every single week, except for when we accidentally take like 5 weeks off.
Was it five weeks?
I'm going to say four.
We didn't mean to.
No,
it just
really
got
didn't.
Away from us.
It absolutely got away from us. First, my computer broke, and you know, we had an easy like 147 step process to replace it with a warranty. And then when we got it back,
it was still better than the Apple warranty. By the way.
Yes, that's true. That's true. But I don't know. I think our spirits were crushed after that. And then we got busy, and then we were sick, and then we were sad, and then we were lazy.
Always lazy.
I think it was 5 weeks, honest with you.
I don't know. It's like when I go to confession. It's like, I don't know, a month? It's been a month, right? It's been about a month.
Remember that time we were at where the pastor gave that? He's a very mild man, a very cheerful, very placid man, but he gave an uncharacteristically fiery sermon, really urging and exhorting people that if you're in some kind of irregular marital situation, for goodness sake, come see him and we'll see what we can do about it. You don't want to live that way. So, you know, we had about 8 kids at the time. We've been going there for several years. So Damien comes up to him after after church and says,
I'm not made of stone.
Wait, what did you say?
I think I said, Father, I think it's time we want to get this marriage sorted out.
Oh, yeah. And he looked at you for a second. He's like 80 years old, the poor guy. Like, his heart stopped for a second. He looked at you and he goes, you're a funny guy. You shouldn't do that to an old priest. Anyway, you are a funny guy, however. I thought you had some sort of audio queued up ready for us.
Yes, here we go.
Okay. Okay.
That's not what we discussed.
No,
but
it's not.
I looked for it, for what we had talked about, and I just couldn't find it, but there was this, and it was available.
Okay.
Look, it's been a while. It's what we got.
Yeah, I think the theme of today is, you know,
take
what you can get. What are you going to do? What are you going to do about it?
But we would like to thank all of you patrons.
No, we absolutely would like to thank all of you patrons. And I hope that you've been happy with the work that we've been doing. We've been, you know, as you know, we've been sort of flexing our muscles a little bit. We covered the Indianapolis Father Luke Reese story. We're not done covering that, not by any means.
Nope.
And also, I would like to remind people that if in the near future you hear the Christendom story covered in larger news outlets, like, for instance, the Washington Post or the National Catholic Reporter or places like that, just remember where you heard it first, because we don't know if anybody else might get around to mentioning it. That happens a lot. Nameless blogger somewhere. A husband and wife team breaks the story, and then everybody else writes about it, and nobody cares about you and me.
That's the name of the game, though, you know?
Yeah, I know it is. But anyway,
I bring home newspapers every day,
mm-hmm,
to line the lizard and bird cages.
just to remind you.
Every day is memento mori.
Yeah.
That's newspaper.
Yeah. Memento lizard.
Well, kind of.
I would talk about ongoing dramas. Oh my gosh, the cat and the lizard. You know, keep on having one friggin' snowstorm after the other. There's nothing to do around here. I don't want to go outside. I don't even want to look outside. And the cat and the lizard are stuck in this stalemate, scrabbling at each other. If they ever actually, did I tell you how I came home and the cat was inside?
And the cat
looked scared, and it wasn't. I mean, the lizard was definitely he was alert. He was on high alert, but he was by no means at a disadvantage that I could tell, which was strange because he's like 5 inches long.
He's almost a foot long.
Is he almost a foot?
Head to tail.
Well, he's just a little squishy guy anyway, but apparently he's got.
Their relationship isn't going to get sorted out until one of them loses a toe and the other one loses an eye. And I don't know which will be which, but then they'll be the best of friends.
Maybe. Speaking of best of friends, can we skip to the...
Please do.
Oh, this is... I don't even remember where I came across this. It was a list of 25 legendary literary feuds ranked.
Oh, boy.
There's a bunch of good ones in there. You're going to want to look this up. I saw it on something called lithub.com.
You'll add a link.
Sure, right? I'll add a link. Sure, I do that. this is the one I particularly enjoyed. This is between Ernest Hemingway and William Faulkner. So apparently, Faulkner started it. Somebody asked him, who's your top five authors and where do you rank or something like that. He ranked himself second, and then he put Hemingway down toward the bottom. And he says of Ernest Hemingway, he says, he has no courage, never crawled out on a limb. He's never been known to use a word that might cause the reader to check with a dictionary to see if it's properly used. So somebody told Hemingway about this, and Hemingway reportedly answered, poor Faulkner. Does he really think big emotions come from big words? He thinks I don't know the $10 words. I know them all right, but there are older and simpler and better words, and those are the ones I use. Did you read his last book? It's all sauce writing now. But he was good once, before the sauce, or when he knew how to handle it.
Ouch.
It's true, though. I wonder which book he was talking about.
I'm going to guess the Reverers.
That was like one of his normal books, though. That was like almost a normal novel. Like it was hardly even made you feel like you wanted to, you know, tear your eyes out with a pin or something. Ooh, it was the first. I'm sorry. That was a Greek tragedy.
I guess so. Okay. Well, you do that.
Yeah. All right.
My favorite put down was when Faulkner allegedly said of Henry James, "That was the nicest old lady I ever met."
is that true?
It's too good to check.
All right, that's good enough for me. that's awesome. Oh, we have a recommendation for you guys. I don't think we're prepared
I've got two. We got two, right?
We do.
Well,
I was going to recommend Over the Garden Wall. I mean, I realize it's like way overdue and everybody else has already seen it, but we finally got around to seeing it and it's so good.
It's right? A miniseries. It's done perfectly.
Yeah. It's weird and it's spooky enough that we don't show it to the very little kids.
Yeah, not for little kids.
Yeah, I mean, it's unsettling. It's very dream, very dreamlike. I don't know. How else would you describe it? The soundtrack is crazy and amazing.
Yes.
The characters are just...
It's like a riff on Dante in a weird way.
A little bit.
A little bit. Well, I mean, a lot. Beatrice.
There is a Beatrice. Beatrice, yes. I mean, it's definitely somebody who's he's not all that proud of where his life is going. He's a little kid though. I mean,
he's lost in the woods.
Yeah. And
it's not that it gets weird.
It gets really fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, anyway, very, very, very funny, very weird, very extremely unpredictable, and gorgeous, gorgeous animation, completely just breathtaking on every scene. So where did we see it? I think we had to buy it. It's not free streaming anywhere.
Yeah, we bought it on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, definitely worth paying a few bucks for. Yeah.
Now, speaking of paying a few bucks, mm-hmm. I shamed one of our daughters who's away at college into getting a Hulu account because she was pirating episodes of The X-Files because she loves The X-Files. And I have no problem with that. Good for her. But I have this thing where you should really pay creators for their work, even David Duchovny. So she got a Hulu account, and she gave us a login, which I feel somewhat ambivalent about. I think she'd slip her a couple bucks once in a while. Or didn't you say there's money for pants?
I sort of feel like we do slip her a couple bucks.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Okay. So
you're right. I sent her pants money.
Yeah.
Pants money with love.
So anyway, we started watching a show called Gravity Falls. It's a Disney cartoon that is very silly and lighthearted, but sometimes really funny.
Yeah. Yeah, and also very weird, very offbeat. Like, I haven't actually sat down and watched all that many of them. I sort of watch it with one eyeball, but I did sit down and watch the one where they have to rescue a boy band.
That one is hysterical.
It's so funny. Oh my gosh. Just crazy. Like much sharper humor than you'd expect from a Disney kids cartoon.
Yes.
And I don't know. Definitely recommend it. I mean, it looks like the only thing that I had the tiniest little bit of trouble getting over was that one of the main characters is voiced by that woman. What's her name?
Kristen Schaal.
She's the one. She's in Flight of the Conchords. She was like the other Paige in 30 Rock. She has that like very squeaky baby doll voice.
You know what? After a while, I forgot all about her.
Yeah. She has a very cartoonish voice, so it was definitely a good match, but she does definitely get on my nerves.
One
but
of
she,
our fits, she least fits right in.
Yeah.
Actresses. But anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, just
FYI.
Fair and balanced. Do you want to talk about
I think we should.
Hybrids?
Yes.
Okay, you said I think we should before you knew what I was going to say.
I see the
list. And that's why we've been married for 20 years.
I can see the list.
Because I say, do you think we should? And you're like, yes. Okay.
That's how we ended up married.
Yeah, that's how it's, well. Anyway, a new species, Damien,
yes.
is evolving right before our eyes. Right before our eyes, right there. An ultra-successful mix of wolves, coyotes, and dogs.
Like, he's got it going on.
This one dude, right?
He graduated community college, he's got a good job.
His collar is popped.
That's right.
You can imagine he's ultra-successful.
Right? He drives a Camaro.
He's the beeper king. It says, the animal's cry starts out as a deep-pitched wolf howl that morphs into a higher-pitched yipping like a coyote.
Oh, kind of like Neil Young, huh?
Kind of like Neil Young. That is the best.
That was the best
Neil
I could get.
Young clip I've ever heard in my life.
That was what I could get. It was kind of short notice here today.
Patreon.com / Simca Fisher.
One of these days, folks, they'll be the Hartford Whalers again. Anyway. What I love about the whole, like, blending three dogs into one designer dog, are they pets yet? These are kind of like babies, right?
So, hey, Damien, yes. Why didn't you tell us about, it reminded me of a story that we once covered long ago.
You're not even touching that,
no,
are you?
No, not even now.
All right.
Dancing Brook, as I recall, does that ring a bell?
I believe it was Dancing Brook Lodge. Dancing,
yeah.
It was this Massachusetts statey. He came up to New Hampshire where they have no laws. We're a little bit like Las Vegas in some towns. And he bought a bunch of land and he started this wolf hybrid dog rescue where he would just take in all of these wolf hybrid dogs because they're not actually dogs and they make terrible pets.
Yeah. They're beautiful.
They're gorgeous, but they're wild animals, even if they're, you know, a quarter wolf or whatever.
Yeah. Cause like wolf is one of those things. It's sort of like, you know, all I can think of is the poop and the brownie thing that they're always trying to bring up when there's a movie with dirty words in it. And
I was gonna say, it was like being Catholic. You're just, you know, even you're there.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Anyway, so this idiot, he had like 100 dogs in 3 pens, and they kept getting out, and the neighbors were complaining. And this is up
were
in
they complaining
middle of nowhere, New Hampshire, and people are like shooting at neighbors with shotguns and stuff.
Yeah.
Getting spooked by the
and that's in the
wolves.
Warm weather when everyone's like cordial and everything.
Yeah, when it gets really cold, people get crazy. Yeah. Well, anyway, so people are complaining and he's about the noise and the smell, and it really did smell up there. So what happened was one of them got out, and he thought, "Well, I'm not going to chase him. This dog's going to get hungry." So very brightly, he knew that the wolves would come back to their home and to where their food is.
Yep.
So he left the gate open.
So it
could come back.
That's a really good idea.
Or so that 7 or 8 more of them could go running on out.
Oh, but no. Oh.
So.
Unpredictable.
Then that's when trouble really began. I think they actually.
I feel like I don't remember this having a happy ending.
It does not. So why don't we move on
from here
on? Because it gets worse from here on. And years later, people living on a mountain in the cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But people will still, I mean, I see every once in a while, I see people walking down the street, walking down Court Street with what is clearly at least part wolf. And I think, well,
I hope you
visit your grandchildren while you can. Cause
Seriously, I'm going to start packing and, you know, punching pit bulls tickets. How about that?
What?
Exactly.
Oh, now we're going to lose all our patrons. Everybody likes pit bulls. They have those faces. Well, they do. You have to admit.
Oh no, they're the worst.
I don't want to talk about it. I happen to agree with you, but I still don't.
What about
Gaby
pit bulls? Pit bull gabies.
I'm really 100% going to talk about something else.
All right, all right.
Here's a story that I didn't read, but I like the headline. Oh, my gosh. I told you. I wasn't kidding about being lazy. Salvation Army, okay, opens food. This doesn't even make sense. They're opening grocery stores in, like, food deserts. You know what food deserts are. And that's a real thing. I remember, I don't think it even really counted as a food desert, but I remember when we first got married, the place we lived in for a year, I didn't have a car. I didn't even know how to drive at the time.
Oh, we would have to go to the convenience store where it was cigarettes and beer and jerky.
And they had, I remember, and we had no money. You know, we were living on WIC, basically, which was like tuna and Kix and milk. And we had eggs, so we had a lot of waffles. Somebody gave us a waffle maker for a wedding present, and we had homemade waffles a lot, and they were good because you could make it with WIC ingredients pretty much. Yeah. So, but I remember, like, I would go there, and I always saw this little tin of Vienna sausages, and it looked so delicious because it was, you know, it was meat, and I didn't have any meat, and like, right toward the end when we were moving away and, like, things started to look up a little bit, I was like, I'm going to buy some of those Vienna sausages, and I bought it, and they were terrible.
Oh, they're the worst.
Well, I didn't know what they were. I didn't grow up eating Vienna sausages.
No one does. They're gross.
It's like cat food. It was disgusting. I don't know what, I don't know who... I don't understand why there are things like that on the shelf. Who knows? Eats them? I guess it's just if you're used to it. But they're expensive too. That was the thing.
Back up a bit? I think you're sort of burying the lead under all these sausages. The Salvation Army selling food now? Like, what are they going to sell?
Oh, that's a very good question. I mean,
expired toaster strudels.
Expired toaster strudels.
Like, what are you going to get?
We have actually
Garfield fruit snacks. It's going to be like a lot of Garfield themed food, I think.
A lot of snow globes. We actually, the store recently opened up in town that's basically like used food, as far as I could tell.
It's called Mr. G's.
It's not the only Mr. G's, as a matter of fact. I've seen other Mr. G. And you're careful, yes.
Messers.
If you're careful, you could get some good deals there. It's like dream food almost. It's like food that almost makes sense. Like, we bought these things that were called like chewy granola bites or something. It was a case of them. It was a crazy deal. I got like 72 of these little pouches because, you know, food in pouches is primo around here because everybody makes their own lunch. And it was like they were granola bars, but they were like in little gumdrop shapes for some reason. I've never seen these in a normal store. Are they prison food? I don't know.
I don't know.
But, and I guarantee you they're not going to be there next time we go back. And then they have, you know, diapers and, you know, it says like 112 diapers and it's like crossed out with a marker and it says 104. Like, what happened? What's your story, diapers? What before you came to Mr. G? What's the prequel? We'll never know.
Boy, so some dodgy food.
Yeah. No, I mean, I haven't. The saddest thing I saw there was we were checking out and they had a chocolate Wonder Woman lollipop. It was enormous. It was like a foot tall. I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to get that for Lena because I thought she would like it. And it was only $1. And I turned it over and she was snapped in half at the waist and her torso was sitting on top of her legs in the bottom.
Oh.
And that's why it was $1. But I don't know who is going to buy that exactly. Cause
they broke Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Oh. Mr. G's. Well, you want to hear some more about sad food?
Yes.
Of course you do. I was reading, I love a good bad review. This is a restaurant review, which is the most fun of all.
And
Oh, they get so mean. It's a place called Farm Girl Cafe in Chelsea. It says, we didn't stay for dessert because we have suffered enough. That's the restaurant review. It starts out, there's V for vegan, there's GF for gluten-free, there's DF for dairy-free. I think they're missing a few. Oh, he's describing the menu. There should be TF for taste-free, and JF for joy-free, and AAH YWEH for abandon all hope ye who enter here. and he goes on.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it's like 2,000 words. He did not care for the food.
We should get gift certificates for people.
That's a good idea. for the Farm Girl Cafe.
Yeah.
Who would get one?
Yeah.
Who would get one?
I don't know.
I don't understand this joke, Damien. I'm sorry.
I started it and it went somewhere and okay. It didn't. It didn't land.
It's after 10 o'clock.
It is.
So I was remembering though when we used to live in my hometown where I grew up, and then we moved back there for several years when we were sort of on the skids for a while. And it's this poor town that's always trying to pull itself up by its bootstraps, but it doesn't have any bootstraps, and it doesn't know how to pull.
And they stopped pulling a long time
they
ago.
They did stop pulling. They're like, they're doing that thing where like they lie on the floor and grunt, but they're not actually doing anything like the kids do. But right in the center of town, there's this primo spot for a restaurant. Big plate glass windows. It's right. You can see the town hall. You can see the fountain when they managed to get the fountain running. You can see flowers. It's a beautiful little town. It's a gorgeous little town. You know, except for all the needles and the gutter and stuff. But at one point, at sort of a low point, there was a sort of a restaurant called Dusty's Cafe.
I believe Dusty's is still there, isn't
it? Is it really?
Yeah. It's this. Really. It's a crap fest, and they have like painted cacti on the sign and stuff.
Yeah,
it can't be closed. It's been there forever. If it's closed, I would be not sad really, but you know. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, I feel like you had a story about Dusty's though.
Well, I mean, it was really a greasy spoon. I think would be elevating it, so, wouldn't you? So during a presidential election, this was a few cycles ago.
Well, because you have to understand, this is New Hampshire, and everybody comes through New Hampshire at one point or another. So
there was on the same day, there was a fundraiser at the golf club for W. Bush. He wasn't showing up, but a bunch of bigwigs were showing up with checks, and then there was going to be a Democratic fundraiser at Dusty's.
Yeah.
So the reporter who covered both of them, he went to the Republican fundraiser, and he had shrimp cocktail, and then he went to Dusty's, and there's Bernie Sanders and egg salad sandwiches. And so he throws that into the story. That's good detail. Well, we got so many angry calls from the Bernie people. I think Bernie may have called. It's outrageous.
Did he have egg salad in his mouth at the time?
He had some on his tie. That's, oh man, that rotten old communist. When is he going away?
Oh, he's.
I saw a picture of him, you know, goofing around at Dodger camp with Yesiel Puig, who is the ball player who escaped from Cuba on a bloody raft.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, rotten old Bernie Sanders, you know, goofing around with him. And the guy's got to be thinking, I risked my life to get away from assholes like you.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, he's not a communist. Come on.
He is.
He's not. That's
just you wait, comrade.
He may have been at one point. Yeah, yeah, I don't know. You know what we're getting next. Ooga booga big.
Ooga booga strong. Oh boy.
Yeah, nothing good coming around the bend, I'll tell you that. So hey, here's a cheering thought. This turned up in my Facebook memories, actually something that I thought was important to post a couple of years ago at this holiest time of the year. Cellulite, colon, it's time we all just get the hell over it.
What is cellulite?
I don't know. It's like, well, you know what it is. It's like when ladies have like cottage cheese thighs. Like,
I've never seen that.
No, I know. It's not. It's something that you're not familiar with, because why would you be?
Right.
But some people find it problematic, let us say. And this person points out, this is some exercise-y person, I don't know. Anyway, she says, cellulite is a matter of structural mechanics, folks. It's not caused by poor circulation. Okay, I don't know what this is. Animal foods, sugar, toxins, negative energy, poor diet, laziness, or any other novel and ridiculous things charlatans have come up with to sell you cellulite cures. Men are less prone to cellulite for three reasons. Their connective tissue have more of a crisscross pattern. Their skin is actually thicker, so any unevenness in fat below the skin is less evident. And they store fat viscerally around their internal organs more fat viscerally than subcutaneously between the skin and muscle, i.e. their bodies are structurally different, which is what I was trying to tell the six-year-old about the other day. Oh. We had a very interesting conversation. Boy, you know, this is my advice to you. Sometimes people say, how can I talk to my children about sex, and when do I teach them? And really, you wait for them to ask, and then you answer them. And then, you know, if the kid is, like, 15 and hasn't asked yet, then you might have to, like, okay, look, kid, we have to, you know, you have to learn this. Which is, you know, advice that I gradually learned over the course of the years. I'm probably doing a better job with the younger kids than I did with the older kids, as so often happens. But, yeah, poor Benny, we were talking about presents, we were talking about Christmas presents, we were talking about birthdays, we were talking about feast days. Her birthday is on the Immaculate Conception, and she says, what is conception?
Oh, no.
Like, oh, okay.
Let's we're just driving get fruit snacks, okay? Come on, let's just...
Then, so I, you know, I explained a little bit, and, you know, she noticed penis sounds like peanut, and that's funny. And then she had some thoughts about seahorses that she had picked up in kindergarten, because they're not trying to confuse them in kindergarten by any means. That's helpful. And then what else did she want to know about? Oh, the different holes. There's a lot of different holes. There's, like, more holes than anybody realized, apparently. And then we talked about how butts are basically, like, built-in cushions that God gave us to sit down on. And then we got back to talking about presents again.
That's good.
And then, oh, that kid is exhausting. What were we talking about? Oh, fat. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all. The boys and girls are different. That's it.
Yeah, you know how they are different?
No, how?
Nothing in our house works because the girls smash it all up. The boys don't. They're smashy and stupid sometimes, but they're not as hulky as the girls.
Yeah. Most of the holes in the walls and the holes in the doors and the, like, rapidly growing collection of broken doors that we have on the porch now with threatening signs taped to them, those would be doors from girls' rooms.
From girls' rooms, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Thanks, girls.
Do you want to hear a poem?
Yes.
Do you want to talk about anything else first?
Do we have anything else?
Nothing really interesting. Do you want to make a howling noise? Or?
Oh, yes. Here we go.
Okay.
Can you read the poem over this?
No.
All right.
All right. I'm going to take the microphone away from you. The microphone is currently stuck inside an upside-down Lego box because we haven't gotten our tax refund yet. That's why. Okay. All right. This is, oh, my gosh. This is translated from the Polish by a Polish poet whose name, when properly pronounced... is pronounced...
Would you?
No. Wisława Szymborska, I think. Does that sound plausible? Sure. All right, go ahead and look it up. Just mash the keyboard and you'll come up with it. It's translated from the Polish. In praise of feeling bad about yourself. The buzzard never says it is to blame. The panther wouldn't know what scruples mean. When the piranha strikes, it feels no shame. If snakes had hands, they'd claim their hands were clean. A jackal doesn't understand remorse. Lions and lice don't waver in their course. Why should they when they know they're right? Though hearts of killer whales may weigh a ton, in every other way, they're light. On this third planet from the sun, among the signs of bestiality, a clear conscience is number one.
Wow.
You don't want to mess around with the Poles, in other words. Because they got your number. Well, I feel bad about myself. How about you?
I feel pretty good.
Oh, all right. I'm going to have to work on that then.
Oh, hockey player. Sorry.